سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين اتخذوا مسجدا ضرارا وكفرا وكفرا وتفريقا بين المؤمنين والذين اتخذوا مسجدا ضرارا وكفرا وتفريقا بين المؤمنين وتفريقا بين المؤمنين وإرصادا لمن حارب الله ورسوله لمن حارب الله ورسوله من قبل ولا يحلفن إن أردنا إلا الحسنى والله يشهد إنهم لكاذبون لا تقم فيه أبدا لمسجد أسس على التقوى من أول يوم أحق أن تقوم فيه فيه رجال يحبون أن يتطهروا والله يحب المطهرين صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, every ayah of the Quran, every authentic teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is benefit for us in this world, and may Allah Ta'ala make our route to Jannah, paradise, very easy also. We males, we come to the masjid 5 times a day. And each step we take towards the masjid, Allah gives us a reward, forgive our sins. And a person makes wuzu at home and come for the faras salah, the males. It's like a person got his ihram on and going for hajj. The female must dress modestly and read their faras salah in the privacy of their homes, unless when they are traveling. Those masjid that have facilities for females, instead of making the salah qaza, they can read at those places with the proper parda, separate section created for the women. But during the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we know the first Menkar life was a lot of difficulty and hardship. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba, they continued practicing and propagating Islam. And when the difficulty became very much in Makkah, the first migration was to Abyssinia, known as Ethiopia today. And the people and the king of Abyssinia welcomed these Muslims, make them comfortable. And then the second hijrah was made from Makkah to Madinah Munawwara. And Alhamdulillah, Madinah Munawwara, the Ansar, the helpers, and the Muhajirin, those that came from Makkah, the Muhajirin and Ansar together, with the sincere and wonderful advices of our beloved Rasulullah sitting in his company, Islam spread to different cities and countries of the world. And as Islam was increasing in Madinah Munawwara, the hypocrites, the munafiqeen, and the non-Muslims, they were very jealous of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the early Muslims. And they could not see Islam spreading. So they thought of an idea how to create some problem amongst the Muslims. There was a person by the name of Abu Amir. It is mentioned this person was a Christian monk and he was very staunch in the Christian religion and all the incorrect beliefs of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. The Quran makes it clear that Nabi Isa is the Nabi of Allah. Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Jesus was not crucified on the cross. And Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Jesus is not God, not the Son of God. He's a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But, so this person, when the Muslim migrated to Medina Munawwara, this person, Christian monk that was living there, he went to Mecca and he created an awareness, or got the non-Muslims together, that let's come and attack the Muslims of Medina. They are getting very strong. And that's how Ghazwa-e Uhud took place. And Ghazwa-e Uhud, Nabi Sazam Barakud became Shaheed also. And those 70 people were kept at the mountain pass. And Nabi Sam told them not to move from there, but there was some misunderstanding. They moved from that spot, and the enemies came from that side and made many Muslim Shaheed, etc. It's a long incident. So even the battle, every battle against Rasulullah and the early Muslims, this person Abu Amir took part on it, in it physically. So the last plan they thought, how to create division among the Muslims. They thought of building another masjid. And in Medina Munawwara, near Masjid al-Nabawi, near Masjid al-Quba, they thought of building another masjid. So this Abu Amir got about 12 hypocrites and some others. But let's build another mosque. Instead of the musallis coming to sit in the majlis of Rasulullah SAW, if I'm in that mosque, they'll come and sit by me. I'll pretend to be a Muslim, aliyazu billah. And when they come to sit by me, I'll teach them all the incorrect things. And aliyazu billah, they'll leave Islam. And this, what a plan they thought. They even came to Rasulullah SAW that we are opening a new masjid because sometime when it's rainy, elderly and sick people, they can't come to Masjid al-Nabawi. So we built this new masjid, and they even came to our beloved Rasulullah SAW, told him, you come and read the first salah there, make imamat there, and you start off with the opening ceremony. It so happened when this incident was taking place, the incident of Tabuk also took place, where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sahaba, had to go to Tabuk. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told this Abu Amir and those hypocrites, now we are planning to go to Tabuk. When we return back, then I'll give you an answer. And as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the early Muslim, were returning from Tabuk, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these hypocrites of Medina, they are building this new masjid with very evil intention. They are not sincere, they want to create disunity, fights. And they just want to use you in the opening ceremony, make imamat for one salah. And after that, Abu Amir want to be in that mosque and teach the wrong things and incorrect things to the people. When Hazrat Jibreel al-Salam informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about it, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sent some sahaba. Rasulullah sallam then sent Hazrat Malik bin Dukhsham radiyallahu, Hazrat Ma'an bin Adir radiyallahu, to burn the masjid down, Masjid al-Dirar. According to other narration, the brother of Hazrat Ma'an radiyallahu by the name of Hazrat Amir bin Adi radiyallahu was sent with them. And then Nabi Sallallahu instructed the Muslims to use that site as a rubbish dump, as a dirt dump. Ibn Kasir reports that 12 persons built the masjid. When they were confronted as hypocrites, they as usual saw out, really intended good. Allah falsified them by saying, Allah testifies that you are definitely speaking lies. Allah what knows what is in the heart and mind. So we cannot hide anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am ordinary student with the senior ulama who 6-7 I was already teaching Quran and Hadith in Darul Uloom. The principals of this Darul Uloom teaching Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, teaching famous Hadith kitabs, fiqh kitabs, etc. from different cities and countries of the world. The ulama-i-kiram are the vice gerents of the Anbiya-i-kiram. They are there to teach us the correct teaching of the Quran and Sunnah according to the four mazhab, four schools of fiqh. Fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi. Fiqh of Imam Shafi, rahmatullah. Fiqh of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullah. Fiqh of Imam Malik, rahmatullah alayhi. Similarly, we should read 20 rakats of Taraweeh. And every masjid today, we need to employ a good imam who belongs to the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Don't teach anything wrong or anything haram. Now, we who live in non-Muslim countries, they say it's my democratic right, it's a democracy, it's my human right, do what we want. We as Muslims, if we obey the commands of Allah and follow the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we'll go to Jannah. And Islam is a beautiful way of life. There are so much halal permissible things for us to do. Why must we do something haram? If a person reaches the age of poverty, he's got a stable income, he can look after his wife and children, make nikah, he'll be protected from zina. Eat and drink halal food. You don't have to drink alcohol, drink juice, etc. It's halal. Similarly, when we're building the masjid, that Allah speaks about which masjid will benefit us. لا تقم فيه أبدا لمسجد أسس على التقوى من أول يوم حق أن تقوم فيه فيه رجال يحبون أن يتطهروا والله يحب المطهرين. When our beloved Rasulullah made hijrah from Makkah to Medina, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, when they entered close to Medina, they first went to Quba and built Masjid Quba. And it was a simple structure. But Allah Ta'ala said, never stand there in ever, surely the masjid that was founded on taqwa, the masjid that was built by the hypocrites and munafiq, don't even read one salah there. But that masjid that was built on piety, Masjid al-Quba, from the first day, never mind it's a simple structure, but it was done with the correct aqidah and belief of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And Allah Ta'ala loves those that be clean and pure. The Sahaba, the companions of Rasulullah and the early Muslim before accepting Islam, the period of Jahiliyyah. And today also this between a Muslim and non-Muslim, we have some clear distinctions. And among the clear distinctions, lessons of cleanliness. It is the command of the Muslim that a married couple after intimacy to have a faraz ghusl before the next salah is compulsory. You don't make fajr or any other salah qaza. Before reading our, when we go for the call of nature to the toilet, we go in privacy, we sit, we use the right hand to pour the water and the left hand to clean the impurities. And then we make sure that there's no impurities on our clothing. And then we make wuzu also for every salah. And in the hot summer day when we make wuzu, we're washing our feet, gargling our mouth, washing our face. Such lessons of cleanliness. So Allah Ta'ala mentioned this ayat, فِيهِ رِجَالُ يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَحَّرُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّحِّرِينَ. Allah loves those that are clean and pure and park. And if a person is not park and not clean, they can't come to our masjids. So today also, in the name of human rights, they will open up a gay masjid. Or the Shias, they open up their places of worship, but they speak against the Sahaba. They don't read the Faraz Salah, how Nabi Sam taught us to reach. They deny the authentic hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Shiites don't believe in the Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmizi, all these authentic Hadith Kitab, where the method of Salah, fasting, Hajj, Zakat is shown. The Shias don't believe in all that. So we can't go to any Shia Masjid or any Masjid that promotes something that is haram, not permissible for Muslims to do. We must not attend to those, go there. May Allah keep all our Masjid in the control of the people of Haq, of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And may our Masjid be a means of guidance for us. I'll read the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have got Riyaz al-Saliheen in front of me. An Hakim ibn Hizam radiyallahu anhu, anna an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, al-yadu al-ulya khayru min al-yadi al-sufla, wabda biman ta'ulu, wa khayru al-sadaqati an zahri ghinan, wa man yasta'afif, yu'iffuhu Allah, wa man yastaghni, yughnihi Allah, muttafaqun alayhi, mentioned Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. Hakim bin Hizam radiyallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah said, the upper hand that gives charity is better than the lower hand that receiving charity. Begin by giving charity or spending on those who are under your responsibility. Our parents, our wife, our children, and then our brothers, sisters, uncle, aunties, etc. The best charity is the one that is given after having fulfilled your own needs. Whoever seeks to be abstinent, Allah Tabar grants him abstinence. And whoever seeks to be independent, Allah Tabar wa Ta'ala makes him independent. Mentioned Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. You see, the level of Iman, our Iman and Tawakkul is not like the same of the Sahaba or the Ambiya Kiram. Must not happen sometimes we give everything in charity and then next day you got nothing for your wife and children and you're going to ask for zakat hampers from people. Who can have better iman than the Sahaba? The very great Sahabi by the name of Hadrat Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala an. He was such a Sahabi that was among the Ashra Mubashara. Those 10 Sahaba were given the glad tidings of Jannah. He was quite sickly and he had some wealth. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to visit him. He told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I have only one daughter. I'd like to give all my wealth in charity. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, give 1/3 in charity and keep 2/3 for your wife and children. So today also, not that we leave millions, etc. Within reason, we help the poor, needy, etc. But you don't do so much charity that your immediate children and wife have to ask people for zakat. That is not desired. May Allah grant us plenty of halal, barakat, wali, rozi, and happily generate our lillah to national, local, masjid, madrasas, and besides our zakat, give other charities and sadqah daily also, inshallah, Allah Aziz. These advices are for me first, then for anybody else. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.